I was looking forward to the bail hearing tomorrow morning of Zandile Mafe because I thought at last we might get some sight of the state's case. Generally, the state has to show enough of its case in a bail hearing to say that this person is really quite a serious problem and needs to be kept in jail. But that's been delayed for a while because Zandile Mafe has tested positive with COVID. And then I went to News 24 and I read a story. And one of the writers of that story, Jeff Wicks, an investigative journalist at News 24, joins us now. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me.
I read a story that it was, in fact, 30 hours that Zandile Mafe was wandering around Parliament, helping himself to stuff, which he was lowering out of the windows via a rope and using a phone to call the police and threaten to burn down Parliament unless Janusz Walus got parole. It just gets weirder and weirder.
Absolutely. I think as time wears on, we're slowly beginning to unpack the granular detail of exactly what happened in the lead up to that fire. And I think it's always been puzzling to consider that an institution like Parliament, which is a national key point and is guarded 24 hours a day, and which should be one of the most secure sites in the country, was breached by a person who, for all intents and purposes, appears to be a vagrant or have lived on the street. And it's caused an incredible amount of damage. And as you say, the twists and turns just keep coming.
And the bits of the story that I told are stories that were told to the team that wrote the story, you, Kyle Cowan and Karen Morn, by police sources. They were, I mean, essentially, I suppose they were trying to get you to write a story which would tell the public that the state have a solid case against this man.
Well, our sources that we have on this story, John, have indicated that they were in close enough proximity to this investigation to have seen the footage and informed some of the detail that we reported this morning. I think in terms of the court process, there's been a bit of a tangential move in terms of his transport to Falkenberg and then his withdrawal from there. But holistically, I think the story gives us considerable insight into what led up to the fire being started and why it spread so quickly.
One presumes that these people wouldn't tell you this if they didn't believe it to be true, if they hadn't seen the footage which backs up what they told you about, you know, not just that he was wandering around from the early hours of the Sunday morning, but that he'd been wandering around for 24 hours before that.
Yes, well, I think the court process will be the ultimate decider, and we will either be proven right or wrong, but we're very confident in the knowledge of our sources, and it would appear that the police investigation is going to focus heavily on that footage in terms of assessing how he entered the building and his movements throughout it. I mean, our sources also told us that at some point they believe he was using petrol to set fire to parts of Parliament, and the issue of his cell phone will also be another avenue for them to pursue in their investigation to try and understand exactly who he was calling whilst he was inside the building.
And if the footage shows that for 30 hours this man, and again another detail of the story was that he appears to have known or to have spotted where the security cameras are, because between some of them he leopard crawled and others he closed, he hid his face. So But while all of this was happening, CCTV footage is showing this and recording this, which makes, if this turns out to be true, makes the dereliction of the people who are supposed to be guarding Parliament even worse, Jeff.
Absolutely. It's an embarrassment to think that those who should have been those who should have had their eyes squarely peeled on those screens were either on their phones or asleep, ignoring multiple alarms that would have nipped this entire thing in the bud and the fire never would have been started. It's an incredible indictment on the security services or specifically police officers who were on duty at the time across what would essentially amount to three shifts, that this man was not picked up. And these are not your old grainy black and white CCTV cameras. This is advanced technology with artificial intelligence that will send alerts to the controllers when they detect movement of a human being or any movement at all. So that compounds the situation, and really it's an embarrassing one for those who are now facing disciplinary action.
Jeff, thank you very much. Weirder and weirder. What did Alice in Wonderland say? Curiouser and curiouser. Jeff Wicks, a News 24 investigative journalist, writing that story, which is on their website at the moment, along with Kyle Cowan and Karen Morn.